Tevye the Milkman by Sholem Aleichem, read by Neville Jason. Tevye wins a fortune. If you're destined to draw the winning ticket in the lottery, Mr. Sholem Aleichem, it'll come right into your house without your asking for it. As King David says, it never rains but it pours. You don't need wisdom or skill. And on the contrary, if you're not inscribed as a winner in the Book of the Angels, you can talk yourself blue in the face, it won't help you. The Talmud is right. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. A person slaves, wears himself to the bone, and gets nowhere. He might as well lie down and give up his ghost. Suddenly, no one knows how or for what reason, money rolls in from all sides. As the Bible says, relief and deliverance will come to the Jews. I don't have to explain that to you. It should be clear to both of us that so long as a Jew can still draw breath and feel the blood beating in his veins, he must never lose hope. I have seen it in my own experience, in the way the Lord dealt with me in providing me with my present livelihood. For how else should I happen to be selling cheese and butter all of a sudden? In my wildest dreams I'd never seen myself as a milkman. Take my word for it. The story is worth hearing. I'll sit down for a little while here near you on the grass. Let the horse do a little nibbling meanwhile. After all, even a horse is one of God's living creatures. Well, it was in the late spring, around Shavuos time. I don't want to mislead you. It may have been a week or two before Shavuos, or, let's see, maybe a couple of weeks after Shavuos. Don't forget, this didn't happen yesterday. Wait, to be exact, it was 9 or 10 years ago to the day, and maybe a trifle more. In those days, I was not the man I am today. That is, I was the same Tevye, and yet not exactly the same. The same old woman, as they say, but in a different bonnet. How so? I was as poor as a man could be, completely penniless. If you want to know the truth, I'm not a rich man now either. But compared with what I was then, I can now really call myself a man of wealth. I have a horse and wagon of my own, a couple of cows that give milk, and a third that is about to calve. We can't complain. We have cheese and butter and fresh cream all the time. We make it ourselves. That is, our family does. We all work. No one is idle. My wife milks the cows, the children carry pitchers and pails, churn the butter, and I myself, as you see, drive to market every morning, go from dacha to dacha in Boyberik, visit with people, see this one and that one, all the important businessmen from Yehopetz who come there for the summer. Talking to them makes me feel that I am somebody too. I amount to something in the world. And when Saturday comes, then I really live like a king. I look into the holy books, read the weekly portion of the Bible, dip into the commentaries, Psalms, Perek, this, that, something else. Ah, you're surprised, Mr. Sholem Aleichem. No doubt you're thinking to yourself, that Tevye, there's a man for you. Anyway, what did I start to tell you? That's right, those days. I was Tevye a pauper then. With God's help, I starved to death, I and my wife and children, 3 times a day, not counting supper. I worked like a horse, pulling wagon loads of logs from the woods to the railway station for, I am ashamed to admit it, 0.5 ruble a day. And that not every day either. And on such earnings, just try to fill all those hungry mouths. Not counting that boarder of mine, the poor horse, whom I can't put off with a quotation from the Talmud. So what does the Lord do? He is a great, all-powerful God. He manages his little world wisely and well. Seeing how I was struggling for a hard crust of bread, he said to me, "Do you think, Tevye, that you have nothing more to live for? That the world has come to an end? If that's what you think, you're a big fool. Soon you will see, if I will it, your luck can change in one turn of the wheel, and what was dark as the grave will be full of brightness. As we say on Yom Kippur, the Lord decides who will ride on horseback and who will crawl on foot. The main thing is hope. A Jew must always hope, must never lose hope. And in the meantime, what if we waste away to a shadow? For that we are Jews, the chosen people, the envy and admiration of the world.